Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. Were you listening this morning? John Williams News Click. You know, he asks a different question every day. Today was about the stimulus and unemployment. The question was, has the stimulus and unemployment supplement disincentivized people so much that they won't go back to work? You can find that and respond to the answer at WGNradio.com/newsclick or go on to John's page on Facebook, facebook.com/WGN King John. So it's pretty split so far. 25% say yes. 29% say yes, somewhat. The other choice is no, not really. That's 22%. And then 24% say no, people prefer work. So pretty evenly divided. He's going to talk to economist Mike Miller from DePaul tomorrow to go over the numbers around 11 o'clock. Speaking of numbers, let's go over the vacancy numbers now. On a phone line is Michael Jacobson, the president and CEO of Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association. And Michael, it's nice to talk to you on another good news day.
Hey, Steve, we're two for two recently. This is great.
I know. It's beautiful. So we were talking yesterday a lot about the auto show, and I brought up your name when, you know, you've told me before the big hotels aren't going to reopen until the big shows come back. We hear that there might be an additional 14 shows yet this year. Is that sufficient? Do you see the big hotels opening up yet this year?
We do. We've heard conversations even in the last 24 hours from some of our big box hotels, of which our 15 largest hotels are still suspended. Wow. And they were waiting for an announcement like yesterday's to pull the trigger on actually reopening their doors. So I don't know the exact timing, but I think yesterday's announcement was a shot in the arm to reopen their doors.
Who have you heard from, Michael?
Honestly, it's been across the board. I think a lot of the owners of these hotels were just kind of waiting and waiting and waiting. And that's why we were so adamant over the last several months to get yesterday's announcement accelerated. Because, again, keep in mind, yesterday's announcement, the auto show is still 2 months out. Mm-hmm. We were just asking for this long-term predictability, because to reopen these hotels, it takes considerable effort and process to rehire those employees and reopen those doors. And that's why we were so happy with yesterday's announcement.
It's not only 2 months out, it's a diminished show. It's cut in half, and attendance is going to be limited. I would imagine when the conventions come back, it's probably going to be similar, or are you getting indications that they'll be at full capacity yet this fall?
They won't be at full capacity. Well, it depends. Will they be at full capacity according to government rules, or will it be at full capacity compared to previous numbers on attendance because of consumer demand? Even if we get to 100% capacity per the government, we know that the attendance itself from some of these conventions that are scheduled for the rest of the year are naturally going to be lower, just because not everybody's ready to travel yet. We get that. So the numbers are definitely going to be down, but we are in such a better position now than we were even a week ago.
How are you doing with tourism? A lot of people, you're right, don't want to get on an airplane. Maybe if you live an hour from here, you want to come in for a staycation, say over Memorial Day weekend. Are there opportunities for that? And I would imagine the hotels would welcome that.
Oh, absolutely. And we're starting to see upticks in reservations. Room demand has been steadily increasing, really since spring break.
Are there bargains, Michael? Can you get a deal?
Oh, absolutely. You could still get a deal. Rates are still definitely lower, and occupancy is still lower. I mean, just to give you a sense, last week, hotel occupancy was right around 30%, which, again, is far better than the teens or single digits at this time last year. But we should be at about 70 to 75% this time of year. And so it's definitely better than it was, but we have a long ways to go. And that said, we're seeing that, especially regional leisure travel, where people within a 90-mile radius are coming to Chicago, especially as the weather gets nicer and the museums are reopening. Navy Pier just reopened a week ago. There's a lot to do on the leisure side. And then yesterday's announcement helps catapult the business and corporate travel side of it as well in the second half of the year.
Michael Jacobson is the president and CEO of the Illinois Hotel Lodging Association. Michael, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
No problem. Hope there's more good news to come.
We'll keep it on a good roll. Michael Jacobson there.